I know this happened this past Monday, but I have to go back to it because in all my years of watching and listening to politicians, I have never heard anyone outright lie and deflect responsibility like I heard this past Monday. That's saying something. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke for the first time since it was revealed that he gave the Department of Justice nursing home COVID-19 fatality rates that were 40% lower than what they actually were. Cuomo wound up making this past Monday Bernie Madoff appear to be honest and honorable in comparison. Where to begin? First, he claimed that the stats released were correct, and there's no need for any investigation. In fact, according to Cuomo, certain investigation tactics would be illegal. He said this is all being brought about by toxic politics and conspiracies. His directive to hospitals did not mandate nursing homes to accept seniors with the coronavirus. Well, I have a copy of that directive. Murphy's too, by the way. You can find them on our downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com. You know what? They mandate nursing homes to take all senior patients from hospitals, whether or not they have the coronavirus. Cuomo said that seniors with COVID-19 were kept separate from seniors who didn't have it. No, they weren't. When it came down to the numbers and the math of the matter, I caught Cuomo using percentages rather than raw numbers, thereby painting a more positive image for New York. Well, here's the deal with that. Using percentages, that placed New York number 34 among the states regarding fatality ranking. Actual numbers, that puts the state at the top of the list of and that's a list you don't want to be on the top of. Speaking of percentages, some strange reason, Cuomo made it a point to state that seniors make up only 1% of the New York total population. So, does that mean they don't count? And Cuomo's, for lack of a better word, mind? And what Cuomo did not talk about, what he was not asked about by any of the press that got the chance to ask a question, not many, by the way, he didn't say why he did not make use of the medical ship, remember that? Or New York City's Javits Center, which he had at his disposal early in the breakout, March, April, May. Past that point, too, come to think of it. Instead, he forced the infected seniors into nursing homes with other seniors who were the most prone to the virus. So, who does Cuomo blame for all this? Well, let's see. Get my list out here. There's the visitors to nursing homes who brought the virus in with them, even though visitors were either very limited or outright banned. Of course, Trump gets the blame from Cuomo, the state legislature, the CDC, the private nursing home industry, hospitals. Even the seniors themselves are being so prone to the virus, as I mentioned. Well, those aren't the only ones he wanted to blame. Cuomo would have blamed more people. Just ran out of room under the bus. How else did Cuomo react to the revelations about his cooking the books regarding the fatality numbers? Well, as best we could figure out, he called at least three New York Democrat legislative members who spoke out against him, screaming at them, over the phone berating them, telling him that he, Cuomo, would ruin them. One of those calls was taken by the wife of the Democratic politician. Cuomo's rant left her in tears. And as a side note, CNN has told Andrew Cuomo's brother and CNN host Chris Cuomo that he cannot have Brother Andrew on his show anymore to, well, most assume give him cover and a chance to build a moat of protection around him. Had a Siena poll, Siena polling is based in New York State, come out this past week, found that only 61% now of New Yorkers approve of how Cuomo is dealing with the coronavirus situation. If you look down the breakdown of that number, only 39% of people in that poll approve how Cuomo is communicating COVID-19 data. Remember that Andrew Cuomo recently wrote a book about leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, it's now on sale on Amazon, by the way. They'll pay you $5 to take a copy. Leadership includes taking responsibility. Kind of think Cuomo left that chapter out. Not having read his book, I'm just assuming. And if you watched Andrew Cuomo this past Monday, you saw the start, I believe, of the end of a political career. And considering what's happening too, I could not be happier.